Our next speaker, comrades, is from Unite the Union. He's the convener at Sheffield Council, and his name is Mark Keeling.
Thanks very much. Once again, everybody, thanks for turning up today. Well, I'm very, very proud today to stand under this banner. It says, "Don't break Britain. Cuts kills communities." And this week's felt like a bloody funeral. That scum down in London, led by Cameron and Clegg, behaving like fat Americans when they just heard that there was another buffet about to open. When they were talking about our members' jobs being slashed, the poor in society, the disabled, the weak being trodden under, how they were going to have market rates for council housing. So when you've lost your job, and the bank, oh look, Barclays over there, yes. Well, I'll get on to them in a minute, because I've got plenty of bile stored up for them, yeah? Hold on, drying up a little bit here. Unlike the weather. All right. So what were they doing? They were cheering, they were whooping. They were disgusting to watch. And what I will say about Labour, they kept a dignified silence, which is what you keep at a funeral. I was brought up properly. That's what I do at a funeral. Moving swiftly on. Why are the Tories attacking all our public service jobs? Why are the Tories attacking the weak and the poor? I'll tell you why. To prop the likes of them up over there. Because if you look at the bonuses, the obscene bonuses that they've been raking in again after they've broken this country. The previous Labour government had to basically bail our industry out, or that would have gone to the wall. Now, you'd have thought anybody, if you'd gone and accidentally kicked a football through somebody's front window, you'd have thought they'd have had the decency to say, "I'm sorry, mister, I've kicked a ball through your window, and my dad will pay, all right." Nothing like that at all. They've got more cheek than an elephant's got arse. Right? 490,000 job losses, they've said that is going to affect the public sector, and that will affect the private sector already. We're already seeing jobs being lost with the news that these new nuclear plants that are going to be built, they're going to be built with Chinese and Japanese and Korean steel, because we're now no longer able to produce it. Absolutely disgusting. We've got two aircraft carriers that we're not going to be able to put planes on. What genius thought that up? And another thing for our fine lads in armed services this week, you've done a great job in Afghanistan, lads. There's your P-45 in a few weeks' time. Absolute disgrace. But now is the time. We should rise up. We should rise up and fight. For those who haven't got the courage or the steel to do this, may they leave the room now and leave it to those that have.
Thanks, Mark.